Cafe News. I'm Jerry Marmesh. President Biden said the reopening of Interstate 95 in northeast Pennsylvania is the country's most crucial project.
Biden, joined by Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro and other state leaders, updated the public on the reconstruction efforts in Philadelphia.
The people of Philadelphia, I want to say that we're with you, we're going to stay with you, and this is rebuilt until it's totally finished. We're going to try to do that as quick a time as possible.
Governor Shapiro then promised,
I can state with confidence that we will have I-95 reopened within the next 2 weeks.
The closure occurred due to a bridge collapse caused by a tanker truck fire last Sunday. I'm John Schaefer.
While in Philadelphia on Saturday, Biden kicked off his re-election campaign. The event was held just a day after Biden was endorsed by the AFL-CIO. Some chaotic moments at one of the nation's busiest airports.
TSA agents clearing the terminals at Los Angeles International Airport after a suspicious package called in. The item found around 9:30 Friday night in a public area before you get to the security checkpoints. The LAPD bomb squad, along with many officers, were on scene investigating. The units clearing the package, saying it was not a threat. But the situation creating a huge traffic jam at LAX leading up to the airport as the arrivals and departure decks were both temporarily shut down. I'm Laura Winters.
Russian President Vladimir Putin said his deployment of nuclear weapons in Belarus is a warning to the West. He added, it's a reminder to the West that it could not, quote, inflict a strategic defeat on Russia. The Justice Department is filing a protective order to stop former President Trump from releasing classified documents. The order will be reviewed by a judge and would allow Trump to only review the 31 documents with his attorneys. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Vice President Kamala Harris is spending the weekend in Southern California. The VP and husband Doug Emhoff plan to stay at their Brentwood home. Harris's office says the couple has no planned public appearances until a Monday, Juneteenth event. Check that bag of frozen fruit you recently bought. It might be the subject of a recall.
It's a voluntary recall initiated by the packer, Willamette Valley Fruit Company of Salem, Oregon. It says strawberries grown in Mexico that are part of mixed fruit bags could be contaminated with the contagious liver disease hepatitis A. Walmart sells the fruit under the Great Value brand. Costco calls it Raider Farms Organic Fresh Start Smoothie Blend. And the HEB grocery chain calls them Raider Farms Organic Berry Trio. So far, there are no reports of illnesses. I'm Richard Johnson.
The future of West Virginia's men's basketball coach may be in doubt after a DUI arrest. Bob Huggins was arrested Friday night in Pittsburgh with a blood alcohol content more than twice Pennsylvania's legal limit, according to a police report. The incident comes just over a month after Huggins faced disciplinary action for using an anti-gay slur during an interview with a Cincinnati radio station. Pete Davidson is facing counts of reckless driving after crashing a car into a home in Beverly Hills. TMZ says the one-time Saturday Night Live cast member was charged with a misdemeanor for the crash that happened the night of March 4th. No one was seriously injured. I'm Jerry Marmesh, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.